Whole Foods Market has Thanksgiving gatherings covered. First things first, reserve your no antibiotics ever fresh whole turkey today, starting at $2.99 a pound. Or go with their organic spiral cut bone-in ham, full of seared-in flavor. For sides, choose Whole Foods Market grab-and-go platters. Go even further and get your whole meal catered. Just order online by November 26th. Get Thanksgiving ready at Whole Foods Market. Terms apply.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
And greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the best show on your radio. It's the afternoon hustle known as Freddie and Harry. You got my man, Harry Douglas. I am Freddie Coleman. You put us together, you get us courtesy of the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn and also your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Brother Douglas, I know it's been a minute since your Atlanta Braves were part of the baseball playoff chase. I know that that was two rounds less than my New York Mets, who got the National League Championship Series. But for the Hollywood Swingers, known as the Los Angeles Dodgers, told my Amazons to beat it when it was all said and done. And now they're going to be in the World Series this Friday, starting with Game 1 versus the Yankees. But you could not have forgotten that we were in the cleanup role when we have Bobby from your state of Georgia. Has it been that long that your Braves are playing baseball that you forgot the baseball line of parlance when it comes to Freddie and Harry and Shannon Penn and Devin Kane, our producers?
Freddie, I was so caught on him saying fourth that I was about to say Freddie and Harry ain't fourth nothing.
Amen.
Nathanius. So I had to get clarification from Sir Bobby, but he clarified everything. And there's nothing like batting cleanup. Right, bases loaded. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, that pitch, 3-2 count.
Yeah.
That pitch comes right down the plate.
Uh-huh.
And boom.
Uh-huh. Well done.
Home run Dodgers. The Mets are out of the playoffs.
That's true. That's okay. My team got to the NLCS. Two more rounds longer than your team, the Braves. I know they were beat up from the feet up. It'll be different next year when those guys are healthy. And I know you're going to remember this day.
When I was
mouth almighty, tongue everlasting. When it came to my New York Mets, as far as that goes. But, you know, gloat is as gloat does. And I'm gloating no matter what happened.
Rightfully so. Like, when your team is able to make it to the NLCS,
mm-hmm.
you have every right
yeah.
to gloat, to pick on me. Because my team got knocked. And I'm still mad at Rob Manfred. To this day, still upset.
Why are you mad at the baseball
because
commissioner?
Because we played a doubleheader, and then the next day, we go all the way to the West Coast have to,
yeah.
you know, play the San Diego Padres in a three-game series. Logistically,
mm-hmm.
that was terrible, in my opinion. That's the only bad look, I would say,
okay.
When it comes to playoff baseball that I had with MLB this season was that entire debacle.
Yeah, they could have anticipated that with the hurricane that came through and it forced the Mets and the Atlanta Braves to play the day after the season was over. When it came to that Monday, my Mets won the game one, your Braves won the game two, but at least my Mets didn't have a long way to go. They went to Milwaukee. Your team had to go across the country, like you said, to San Diego.
I would have rather played the Milwaukee Brewers as well versus the San Diego Padres,
yeah.
who was hotter than fish grease down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. When they were up 2-1 in the Dodgers, nobody thought the Dodgers were going to survive that
mm-hmm.
the way the Padres were playing. But then you blink your eyes, and now we got Game 1 Dodgers-Yankees in the World Series. Early on, what is your gut telling you that who's going to win the World Series early on?
Honestly, I'm going to go with the Yankees.
Okay.
I think it's just time, right? You talk about a storied franchise,
right.
Have not won a World Series since 2009 when they beat the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
For Aaron Judge, right, being the captain of the New York Yankees, the first since
mm-hmm.
we know the real captain,
yeah,
and Derek Jeter, I think it's time for them to be back on top of Major League Baseball.
Okay.
We got a World mm-hmm. Series win from the Dodgers, what, 2020?
2020, yes.
So
during the pandemic.
I think it's time for the Yankees to go ahead and get another one.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's going to go seven games. I got the Dodgers winning in seven. I don't care who wins. Just give me seven games. I think it's going to be a fantastic series when it's all said and done with the two-storied franchise of Major League Baseball in a World Series against each other for the first time in 43 years. You can let us know exactly who is going to win the World Series coming up. Are you taking the Hollywood Swingers, meaning the Los Angeles Dodgers, or the boys from the Boogie Down, the New York Yankees? Harry's taking the Yankees. I'm taking the Dodgers. What about you? Let us know in Freddie Harry Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season without the delicious taste and ice-cold Dr. Pepper. College football, it is a pepper thing.
The main thing, the main 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 thing.
The Main Thing with Freddie and Harry.
Well, Brother Harry Douglas is wearing his Atlanta Falcons cap, and he has everybody on the Baltimore Ravens side to thank because his Atlanta Falcons are in first place in the NFC South because the whole division lost this weekend. Comes the Carolina Panthers, his Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints who kick things off on Thursday, and then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ending that on Monday. That Baltimore Ravens offense, to say they're scary and we're still got what? 9 more days for Halloween. They are definitely the boogeyman right now offensively. Whatever defensive issues they're having right now, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry is like, don't worry, we got your back. Tampa Bay's defense is really good, and they made them look like a Pop Warner team last night winning that ball game that wasn't as close as the final score of 41-31.
Yeah, started a little shaky for the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson sacked twice early on in that ball game, but they figured it out. They didn't go in panic mode, went down 10-0. But when you're cool, calm, and collected, when you believe in your players, when the coaching staffs believe in themselves as well, and you know what your MO is as an organization, you have exactly what we've seen from the Baltimore Ravens last night. Lamar Jackson, in my opinion, Freddie, is playing the quarterback position better than anybody across the NFL right now currently. He is my MVP of the league. When you talk about the way that Tampa Bay wants to blitz people and being able to have a guy that's elusive and athletic like Lamar Jackson, it kind of diminishes and takes away some of those things because he could elude pressure, get rid of the football, live the play another down, not force anything. We're talking about a guy who last night had 281 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, went 17 of 22. But you also look at a guy in Derrick Henry who's leading the league right now. Baltimore's number one in the league in rushing, in which since 2018, if I'm not mistaken, since 2018, Baltimore has been top three in rushing since Lamar Jackson came into the league. That's an unbelievable streak. But it also is a testament to their identity. And remember, after the first two games of the year, you know, John Harbaugh was basically saying, hey, we didn't bring Derrick Henry in here to give him the ball 20-plus times or whatnot. But what I firmly believe is that great coaching adapts to the personnel that he has, and that's what Todd Monken has been able to do. That's what Lamar Jackson has also done. That's what Derrick Henry has done. That's what John Harbaugh has done as well as the head coach. And we see the fruits of the labor that those guys have put in the offseason, but also right now making that transition and figuring things out after 2 weeks when a lot of people had question marks about the identity of this football team from the offensive side of the ball.
To echo what you said, because Dominic Foxworth on Get Up This Morning on ESPN, Mike Greenberg and the guys, he says that's why it's idiotic with the Dallas Cowboys and their owner, not the Cowboys team. I guarantee when it comes to Cowboys, Jerry Jones is the only one that believes what he's been saying, that they could not find a way under the salary cap to bring in a Derrick Henry. And Dominic Foxworth said, you make room under your salary cap for guys like Derrick Henry. Don't give me this whole thing, well, we couldn't afford to pay him, when you can do that. When you have a player like that that makes everybody's life a lot easier, especially when Lamar Jackson, let's be honest, and I'm with you. Yesterday I said Jared Goff was playing the quarterback position better than anybody in the National Football League. After what I saw last night, he's number two, Lamar Jackson's number one. He is playing better than anybody at any position in the NFL right now. It's that guy, Lamar Jackson. But he's also made Derrick Henry's life a lot easier. Derrick Henry's going, so this is what it's like to have a quarterback that can reduce that pressure. So this is what it's like that when I hit somebody, they're not hitting me first. I'm hitting them, and I'm running through them. So this is what it feels like to have a guy playing like that at that kind of level, which he never had in all those years of Tennessee Titans. Even John Harbaugh, the head coach of the Ravens, talked about how that Lamar Jackson dude that's won two MVPs may be on his way to a third.
We're just going
to
keep approaching every week, one week at a time, one game at a time, one play at a time, because that's what he's doing. You know, and he's doing it at a high, high, high level. I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him. He's a great leader, and he's a great player. But we got a game next week against the Browns, and we got to bring our best. And that's what he's thinking about.
And it was also asinine last year when the Baltimore Ravens decided to make Lamar Jackson wait for his money. It's even more asinine what we've seen the last couple of years with this offense that we warned people before this season got started. I said, you thought he was terrific last year. Wait until you see his second year in this offense, and now you've added Derrick Henry to the mix. So as asinine as it was for Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner, to say, oh,
we couldn't afford to bring in him when, you know, we couldn't find room under the salary cap to find a way to have Derrick Henry help out CeeDee Lamb and our offensive line and our quarterback because we couldn't afford Derrick Henry. It was even more asinine that the Baltimore Ravens said, hey, Lamar, you know what? We'll wait and see. Can you imagine Lamar Jackson decide to call their bluff and go somewhere else, and someone decides to, you know what, screw the Baltimore Ravens. I know we're the liars club here, the mafia club of the NFL owners. Man, that guy's no joke. I'm bringing that guy to my football team. Can you imagine what that would look like somewhere else and the Baltimore Ravens have egg on their face? They would have been a 4 or 5 win team at best without having Lamar Jackson because there's no way Derrick Henry is signing with that football team if Lamar Jackson was not there.
Well, that organization would have been living with regrets because we know the extreme talent that Lamar Jackson is. And I just love the way he has progressed at the quarterback position, man. The way he's throwing the football. And Freddie, I'm going to talk about his last three games at the quarterback position as a passer. He's gone 63 of 90 for 952 yards, 10 touchdowns to one interception. Oof. On top of having 147 yards rushing to go along with that as well. So the way he's seeing the football field, the way he has the confidence to make every throw on the field as well. I love their two running backs that they have in the backfield with Derrick Henry and Justice Hill. Those two guys complement one another very, very well. Mm-hmm. And they still have a few guys that's still waiting, that's injured, that's waiting to get back. You think about Keaton Mitchell, who was a spark plug for them last year, got hurt. Had to go on IR. He's a guy that when he gets back, that's another little spark plug that you can have in the game. And you can have a 30 personnel in which you have three running backs and three wide receivers in the game. And now you're looking at a situation where the defense is trying to figure out what in the world is going on.
I'm going to be that guy here on Freddie and Harry, the Afternoon Hustle with Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm going to be that guy in two ways. Hey, Anthony Edwards, you can live through kingdom come. You ain't playing football like Derrick Henry. Like Herm Edwards told us yesterday, Anthony Edwards, Minnesota Timberwolves, dude, stay in your lane. You can lift weights as if you're trying to be part of a Mr. Universe competition. Until you get hit, you worry about basketball. Let Derrick Henry be Derrick Henry when it comes to football. Well, that's number one.
Freddie, I can't stress to people enough, and I got to keep telling folks, I played with Derrick Henry when he got drafted to the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. That was my workout partner in the weight room. Nobody in the history of Noam has ever got me to quit anything in the weight room besides Derrick Damn Henry. I told him one day, I said, man, listen, man, D-Hen, little bro.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm tired. I'm not a machine like you. I have no more left.
Exactly.
Come on, big bro. We got it. No, you got it.
like one of our...
I don't know what God, dog, and planet you was born on, but you got it. I'm done.
Exactly. Like one of our favorite callers, Kimberly in Maryland, like she likes to say, never in the history ever will an NBA player be a football player like Derrick Henry. So let's, Anthony Edwards, stop that. That's number one. Number two, this all sounds nice. On October 22nd, we all know it's about January and February with the Baltimore Ravens because there's a team called the Kansas City Chiefs. They build up to January and February. They're not worried about what it looks like in October. They're not worried about what it looks like in November. It's all about can we keep building this way we know how to win these games in December and in January. The Baltimore Ravens, they're a threat. That's not new news here. It's them. Then Buffalo, then the Houston Texans, in my opinion, those three teams are the legitimate threats to Kansas City to keep them from getting out of the AFC and getting to the Super Bowl. It all sounds nice right now in October. But when the leaves finish turning brown.
Uh-uh, where you getting at, Freddie?
And the snow is on the ground. We're going to see what team is going to be wearing that frown if they get past Kansas City. This looks great right now. Baltimore, right now they're the best team in the AFC. Kansas City is the best team because they know how to win. But in terms of what it looks like right now, Baltimore's the best team. But what is it going to look like in December and January to make sure you don't fall short like what happened in the AFC Championship game in your building in January?
Well, that's why when it comes to all this MVP talk, Lamar Jackson could care less. He has two of those already in his hardware case, right? Lamar Jackson is trying to win an AFC Championship, defeat Patrick Mahomes, win a Super Bowl so he can add that to his resume. That's why he's so locked in right now currently. Mm-hmm. And you hear his head coach John Harbaugh talking about, hey, Lamar is focused on the next game. We seen on the airplane with Marlon Humphrey after a win. hey, man, why are you recording? Get me off of there. Yeah. He's locked in. He has tunnel vision. He has laser focus because he understands the big picture. Mm-hmm. And as an individual, what he has to do, but also team goals collectively, what the Baltimore Ravens have to do. They're not going to be able to get that taste out of their mouth from losing the AFC Championship game last year. When we know the entire year in 2023, they were the better team. But the Kansas City Chiefs said, just because you were the better team, don't mean you're going to win on this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the dragon wins in the fairy tale.
Hey, I learned one thing from Dick LeBeau.
What's that?
Sometimes you get the bear. Uh-huh. Sometimes the bear gets you. Now, unfortunately, for most of these young quarterbacks in the NFL right now, the bear has been Patrick Mahomes, and damn it, he didn't got all of them.
Yeah, because believe me, they're Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant, and he's the bear that almost got Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. You mentioned, we mentioned Mahomes. Right now, Baker Mayfield's about to find exactly what Patrick Mahomes has gone through in terms of Kansas City. Not just losing Chris Godwin, an FOS friend of the show, a guy who was second in the National Football League in reception yards close to 600, out for the rest of the year dislocating his ankle. Mike Evans, his other top wide receiver, he hurt his hamstring in the first half. Despite all that, I give Baker Mayfield a lot of credit. 31-45, 370 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. A lot of that happening when Chris Godwin and Mike Evans were knocked out of this game against the Baltimore Ravens. In this division now, I'm not saying it's set up for your Atlanta Falcons.
Huh?
I'm not going to say that the coast is clear. I'm not going to say that because of the Ravens, what happened to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'm not going to say for you, Harry Doug, that you're about to exercise the demons. Huh. That this NFC house may be clear in the South. But it made it a lot easier for your team because that is going to be a lot for Baker Mayfield and Tampa Bay to overcome. Not just losing Mike Evans, a guy who's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but Chris Godwin had been playing that wide receiver position as well as anybody, and not just in the NFC.
Yeah, when you look at both of those guys, and you've seen Baker Mayfield last night when they went down, each guy slamming his helmet on the ground because he understands, like as a quarterback, these guys played a major part in me turning my career around, me getting the lump sum of money that I got paid this offseason because of what they've been able to provide for him as an individual, as a quarterback.
Right.
And then you look at the next game, right? It was going to be an NFC showdown between the Atlanta Falcons because both of them are tied right now. The Falcons win the head-to-head matchup, so they're technically number one in the NFC South, but those two teams play next Sunday, and you're going to be without Mike Evans with the hamstring, without Chris Godwin with an ankle, and it's unfortunate. And when you look at a guy like Mike Evans, Freddie, he caught us 100 touchdown pass last night. Yeah. There are only 11 players in the history of the NFL that have been able to do that, and I'm about to name all of them.
Okay.
Jerry Rice,
pretty
Randy
good.
Moss,
pretty good.
Terrell Owens,
pretty
Chris
good.
Carter,
pretty
Marvin
good.
Harrison,
pretty good.
Larry Fitzgerald,
pretty good.
Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, Tim Brown, Steve Largent, and Mike Evans.
All in the Hall of Fame, not named Mike Evans.
You best to believe Baker Mayfield is going to miss Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. And Chris Godwin, he's a guy that can work the middle of the football field, a slot. You can send him in motion, throw him a two-yard pass, and he can take it 70 down the sideline for a touchdown. So he's going to be extremely missed. It is now, in my opinion, the Atlanta Falcons division to lose, because
yes,
I do believe that they're going to win it now with those two guys going down in Tampa.
Well, for my money, it is the Baltimore Ravens division to lose in the AFC North. And I know Steelers fans, oh, what about our team? I know your team is good. With that defense that I never thought I would say this, that is a lot better this season than the Baltimore Ravens. And Russell Wilson, he looked wonderful on Sunday night against my J-E-T-S, Jets. But this Ravens team has all the makings of a 14-15 win team. They have the Browns next week. They're going to kill them. They take on the Denver Broncos at home. They're going to beat them. They got that rematch against Cincinnati Bengals. They're not going to let the Bengals put up a 38 burger like they did the last time in Cincinnati. They're going to win that one. Then that's the one I got circled November 17th in Pittsburgh against the Steelers at 1 o'clock. I think the Steelers, it would not surprise me if the Steelers going into that game had the same record as the Baltimore Ravens. I could see both of those teams being 9-2. Going into that ball game. I think that they'll win their next four games meeting the Baltimore Ravens.
I disagree.
You don't think so? Who are they going to lose to?
Because I think the Baltimore Baltimore Ravens are going to split with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Nah, son.
Because we got to look at it from this angle, right?
Okay.
Cincinnati right now, they're in desperation.
Sure.
They need wins, not want, oh man, it'll be luxurious if we have wins. No, they need starvation on the side of the street.
Okay.
Hey, I got to get my life turned back around. Hey, that's what the Cincinnati Bengals are right now.
Well, put it this way. There's an old reggae song called Starvation is spreading across the nation. the Ravens are not going to help that Bengals situation because they're going to be starving to try to get wins as well to get home field advantage. Circle that game. If things break right, you can see a Ravens team maybe 9-2 and a Steelers team 9-2 meeting on that November 17th. But Harry does completely disagrees with that because he thinks the Bengals will get the Ravens that second time around. He's Harry Douglas. Hit him on Twitter at HDouglas83. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter, Coleman ESPN. Thanks for joining the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. And night one of the NBA starts tonight. Night two is not going to involve Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers.
What?
I know you're saying to yourself, the season haven't got started yet. He's already in the injured list. We're going to explain why this has got a lot of people hot and bothered after Harry makes sure you get this word from Depend.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health is a long game, and it's also yours to win. WIN. Now, here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 40 cents for every purchase of Shields, Guards, and Real Fit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at Depend.com.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast. BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7-foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fadeaway jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. or New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
He's Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, together on the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry, on Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. And always tell that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. NBA action getting set tonight. You got the New York Knicks against the world champion Boston Celtics. Coverage on ESPN Radio beginning at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And then the Los Angeles Lakers. Yes, Bronny and LeBron James on the same court together. The Griffey family will be there. Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr., because they promised LeBron they would be there to see him play on the court at the same time with his son, Bronny. That game happens tonight in Los Angeles. They take on the Minnesota Timberwolves at 10 o'clock Eastern time on TNT. Now, the Philadelphia 76ers are going to open their season tomorrow night. Guess who ain't going to be there? It's going to be Joel Embiid, who didn't play in the preseason. He's not only going to miss tomorrow night's lit lifter at home in Philadelphia for the 76ers. He's also not going to be available for Friday's game in Toronto and Sunday's game in Indiana. Despite the Philadelphia 76ers, and listen to me when I say this, and don't blame me and Harry Douglas when I say this, quote unquote, he is responding well to the individualized plan, end quote, and they're going to ramp up his return to play activities this week, including going through scrimmages, which means that if you're Nick Nurse, as the Sixers head coach, Harry Douglas, you have to play the company line like this.
No, there's been no setbacks. No, we've, again, he's really active. He's lost some weight. He's out on the court, et cetera. Just kind of sticking with our plan of making sure we're getting him in a really, really good place before we get him playing live.
Freddie, I still can't wrap my mind around this era of players. I really can't. And it bothers me to the core. Like every part of me inside just crumbles when I hear stuff like tomorrow for them is opening night on ESPN at home
against the Bucks and Giannis.
The Philadelphia 76ers lost last year in six games to the New York Knicks, 4-2. And before that, they were in a play-in situation when they beat the Miami Heat by 1 point. Now, take it back to when the Philadelphia 76ers lost to Toronto when Kawhi Leonard hit that shot and you see Embiid crying. How bad do you want it? Is my question. And I understand a lot of people say, well, he's playing the long game. Okay, he sat a lot of games last year too. He was still injured in the playoffs. Like, it seemed like every year, like, Embiid is injured in the playoffs and people in Philly expect a different result. But if you're doing the same thing continuously over and over again, how are you expecting to get a different result? Like, you got Caleb Martin on this team now. Paul George, he's hurt. He can't play.
Well, at least he got hurt in a game.
Exactly. Eric Gordon, Reggie Jackson, Andre Drummond, all these guys are nice signings to be pieces to the puzzle. Kelly Oubre's back. Right, you had Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, all these guys combined together to try to dethrone the Boston Celtics, and you're starting the season off opening night, Wednesday, on ESPN, not playing. And not even not playing just that game, probably not playing the next two or three as well.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is a different era. I can't wrap my – listen, I can't wrap my mind around it. And, Freddie, I stopped trying. Because I don't want migraines, because I can get them easily. I took a goodie powder before we start the show today, so even if I got one right now, it's going to be knocked out.
Keep the head in the right space. I get it.
I don't understand. I can't wrap my mind around the mindset of these players nowadays. And Kevin, they rubbed Kevin Garnett the wrong way. When he heard that Joel Embiid is not going to be playing back-to-backs, you just automatically determined that you're not going to be playing back-to-backs, he went off, and he basically said, you know what? Today's player by not ever compare themselves to players back in the day, because 82 games is what you signed up for, man. Now, we understand there are going to be speed bumps. There are going to be bumps and bruises or bumps in the road where you may have to detour a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But to predetermine what you're not going to do when that's the job requirement is insane to me.
Here's another reason why I want this show to be simulcast on TV. Because people cannot see the look on Harry Douglas' face. Because
I got a disgusting look on my face.
But you can pretty much imagine. You've seen his face on his handle on Twitter, HDougs83. You got a pretty good idea how disgusted that he looks about this whole deal involving Joel Embiid not being available for the first three games of the regular season. And he's not going to play a lot of back-to-backs for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Harry, your brother Tony Douglas played in the NBA. He's still playing overseas. If you told your brother Tony that, load managed,
oh Lord,
what would he say to you?
Load manage. He wouldn't know what that means, because number one, I would call him soft as hell if he decided that he wanted to load manage and not go out there and play like that. Like we don't play that in this household. I'm sorry.
Well, when it comes to the household of the 76ers, and before you hear what I have to say about not responding to Harry Douglas, because I don't disagree with anything he had to say, but I'm going to bring Harry and Tony Douglas into the 21st century. When it comes to Joel Embiid and the 76ers and not playing the first three games here on Freddie and Harry.
My little brother, Pit Bull, man.
Yeah, I understand it. But another Pit Bull is Stephen A. Smith from First Take. And he had the opposite of how Harry Douglas feels about Joel Embiid, especially not being there tomorrow night, opening night at home as the 76ers host the Milwaukee Bucks on ESPN.
If you're Joel Embiid, you have every right to prioritize the postseason, because that's all that's left for you. He's a league MVP. He's a former league MVP. He's one of the greatest big men to ever touch the bat, to ever grace the basketball court. We know what this brother does, and we know that his game is his game, and it doesn't dissipate in terms of the competition. It's all about his health. He came into the league missing the first two seasons of his career, for crying out loud. He's never been healthy. So whatever path he has to take in order to ensure that he's healthy for the postseason, I don't blame him one bit.
But how do we know it's going to ensure that he's healthy going into the playoffs? But that's the part you don't know.
Yeah, we don't know that. And when you pay somebody for 3 years as of an extension and $169 million in total salary – you are not going to put a guy out there that has been a gingerbread man at times when it comes to his health in the regular season and in the playoffs. And believe me, Harry, I'm old school like you. I'm a proud graduate of Long Island City High School in 1982 and Mansfield University in 1987. I'm old school to my heart. But here on planet Earth in the 21st century, when you have a guy that has had that kind of injury history that Stephen A. Smith put out there, and we've seen recent injury history when it comes to Joel Embiid, everybody's like, look, we need this guy for April, May, and hopefully June. If we got to sacrifice some games in October, November, December, and January, that's what they're going to do. This would not have flown, no question, with the Charles Oakleys of the world and the bad boy Detroit Pistons and the Bulls and Magic and the Lakers.
You
want to
know why? You want to know why?
Because it was a different time.
That's one of my boys.
Yeah, it's a
different one of my boys. He done been to the he lied to y'all too when he came on talking about he whooped me in spades in my own house. I'm going to get you, Oak. Don't worry.
Put it
no,
this
you
way.
Didn't.
You're 6'1", about a buck 85. He's 6'9", 285. Whether he's lying or not, he's telling the truth to me.
Hey, I think I'm gonna send Oak a text and ask him what he thinks about Embiid sitting out back-to-backs and sitting out the first three or four games of the regular season.
Mardi Gras Bob hit us on Twitter, Coleman ESPN, and H. Douglas 83 saying, Harry talking about these kids today, quote-unquote, and shaking his fist at the sky. Laugh out loud. You are not lying, Mardi Gras Bob, when it comes to that. Don in Dallas at 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. He wants to weigh in about Joel Embiid trying to avoid injury, not playing back-to-backs, and he's not going to play the first three games of this season starting tomorrow night when they open up against Milwaukee. Diamond Don in Dallas, what you got, my friend?
Hey, thanks for the call, guys. And if I could, y'all, let me elaborate on some other topics that you haven't gotten to yet after I get done. But I totally disagree with Stephen A. Smith. He talked about he played in the Olympics and all that. Well, guess what? If you're going to miss the first three games of the season and not play back-to-backs, you shouldn't have played in the Olympics, and you should save yourself for the team that actually pay you your paycheck and the fans that root for you.
I agree with that. I understand Joel Embiid wanted to play in the Olympics, but if it's going to hamper the common goal at hand, which is to win an NBA championship, no, don't do that in the regular season. Don't take your behind over there overseas to Paris and play in the Olympics. Be at home resting, getting your body right, doing whatever you need to do to properly be ready for the start of the regular season, which is tomorrow, in which we have a guy that has won an MVP, y'all. Just listen to me for a second, Freddie. The man that won an MVP of the league.
Shake your fist at the sky, Harry Douglas.
Like, won an MVP. And he's sitting out the first few games of the regular season.
I don't know why.
And it's not because any setbacks he's had.
Harry, I don't know why you're surprised about this. Seriously. Here's why I'm not surprised about it. Everything you just said, I'm not surprised he's not playing tomorrow night. I'm not surprised he's playing the first three games. I'm not surprised that they put it out there, Joel Embiid, the 76ers organization, that he's not going to play back-to-backs. They don't want to risk him not being there in the playoffs. They don't want to risk him looking like that against the Knicks. And God bless him, he definitely was busting his you-know-what, but he was a compromised guy despite the fact he was putting up numbers. They know what kind of body type they have with Joel Embiid. And I've said this before, and I keep being proven correct time and time again. When a big man has an injury, it never just settles with one injury. When you have multitude of injuries at his size, the way he plays, the Philadelphia 76ers, like, look, we got the whole thing. We got a china in the bull shop when it comes to Joel Embiid. We can't allow him to be a fine china like this and bulls come running through.
He better stop falling on the float so easily then.
That's a motor skills issue. That's a whole other thing. I'm not going to question his motor skills.
All that falling down on the floor for no reasons at times.
At times, stop flopping trying to get calls from officials when you're that size. If you're Joel Embiid, because the floor is undefeated. The floor doesn't lose those kind of battles, and it always seems to beat you. That's why the 76ers are like, look, if we're going to increase our chances of being the team we know we're supposed to be, that's why we brought in Paul George. We re-signed Tyrese Maxey. We bring in Caleb Martin. We bring in Eric Gordon. We're going to surround him with snipers on the outside that can make shots and reduce that stress on him. Another way to reduce that stress is to make sure he's not stressing them out, wondering the next time he hits the floor, oh my goodness, how many games is he going to be out? I don't like it either, but regarding the personnel that he has been, they had to do everything they can to make sure that China in the bull shop does not get knocked over.
Are the Sixers punting on the season on regular season, Freddie?
They're not punting on the regular season. They're just load managing the regular season.
But essentially, they're punting on the regular season. This is what's telling me. Like, you don't really care about getting the high seed. You don't care about getting home court.
Sure.
You have a healthy MB with the seventh or eighth seed, you're fine.
But I don't look at that as punting on the regular season. Punting on the regular season would mean that you're really going to shut him down. That's what punting on regular season means.
But here's the part that's bothering me the most. Okay, you want to save him for the second half of the season leading into the playoffs. What if a week before you get to the playoffs, he get hurt?
I get it.
So like, you can't gauge these things. That's the part that's bothering me right now.
I hear you. Steve in California, 888.
Paid all that damn money to pick and choose when you want to play, man. You better go somewhere else with that nonsense.
Hey, it's not your money. It's his money.
Steve, I'm sorry. He about to take me to the south side.
Steve in California weighing on this at 888-729-3776.
Steve.
Go ahead, yes. Steve. We got you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to listen at the same time. Hey, so I think, man, this load management stuff, it's all crap, man. I come from the days of I'm a Laker fan watching Kobe go. Kobe wouldn't stop for nothing. He would keep playing. Hell, he shot his free throws with a torn Achilles, for crying out loud. Joel Embiid, to me, Stephen A. Smith saying how he was one of the best big men. I call that crap, too. I'm sorry, the best big men. Let's go back to Shaq, Kareem, Wilt. Like, those were great big men, and they played the game. They got paid their money, and they knew what they were getting paid to do, and they did it day in and day out.
Joel Embiid is going to suffer by this comparison. The more that you don't win in the playoffs and come up short, the more people don't want to hear any kind of excuses. Because I know if I'm a Philadelphia 76ers fan, as a New York Knicks fan, I'm glad I'm not. Nothing against them, but, you know, that's the enemy. That's just how that goes. I love their fan base, but I'm glad I'm a New York fan base man, not a Philadelphia fan base man. But if I'm a Philadelphia fan base person right now, and that's what I'm going to get potentially in the regular season, and a guy who has not been able to get my team out of the second round, has not been able to get my team to the Eastern Conference Finals, it doesn't sound like managing the season. It sounds like excuses. That's how I would feel. If I'm a Philadelphia 76ers fan. But then again, as a Knicks fan, we got our own problems. That's your problem with Joel Embiid and load management and not playing the first 3 weeks of the regular season. Hey, we got injury problems too. Not trying to hear about Joel Embiid. He's Harry Douglas. Hit him on Twitter, HDouglas83. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter at Coleman ESPN. It is the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. And when it comes to things not fitting, injury or not, Jerry Jones, Cowboys owner, did it. And said it again involving Derrick Henry being a Raven and not a Cowboy. Yeah, that entire sad saga continues next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod.
In college football, a solid defensive line protects the end zone. And when it comes to fire safety, quality smoke alarms can help you protect your home. That's where Kidde comes in. Their alarms detect smoke over 25% faster, so you can react when seconds count. Plus, they're quick and easy to install, so you can help protect your home turf and get back to watching your team. Defend your game time with Kidde and the Home Depot. How doers get more done. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Untuckit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UnTucket uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman on the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry, on Sirius XM Channel 8, as well as TuneIn. Don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. He just won't stop making excuses when it comes to not bringing in Derrick Henry, who has a home in the backyard of Dallas Cowboys. I'm talking about Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner, once again on his Tuesday radio hit on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. They are the flagship station of the Dallas Cowboys. He used the word fit and lack thereof, the reason why the Dallas Cowboys decided to not bring in Derrick Henry to help their football team.
Derrick Henry is having a career year. I don't know if he'd be having that career year in our situation. And that's really something you really do have to look at, because if he had not had as many carries as our running backs have had, then he certainly probably wouldn't have attained the level of impact he's having. And then he's a real good complement to the type of offense they run. We don't run that type of offense at all. Derrick Henry didn't fit because principally of managing the cap.
At some point, you got to tell the people close to you, hey, put the bottle down. It's not good for you to binge drink. At some point, you got to tell people that's close to you, I don't think you should do that. I don't think you should say that. But for Jerry Jones, there's no one around him that's going to tell him that. But it's okay, Jerry, because I'm going to tell you. Just be quiet. Just be quiet. Because what I've seen from Derrick Henry from the moment he got into the National Football League, he's always been, what the kids call it now? He's always been him.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been that dude. And his work ethic and the way he trains, his body can sustain blows. His body can sustain any and everything. It gets stronger as the game goes on. And in the first half, when those 3 yard and 4 yard gains now in the second half turn to 15 and 20 and 60 plus yard runs, it's because that's the way he trains. And I just said earlier, Freddie, right? When it comes to great coaching, they adapt to their personnel. Mm-hmm. They don't sit there and say, you know what? This is my system. You got to fit Mr. Player A, Mr. Player B, or Mr. Player C. No, the great coaches, they adapt to their players, and they put their players in the best positions to be successful. Now, what Derrick Henry could have provided for the Dallas Cowboys offense, stability,
yeah,
balance.
Absolutely.
Took a lot of pressure off Dak Prescott.
No doubt.
A lot of pressure off CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have number 22 in your backfield,
right,
now a ninth person has to come in the box defensively to try to stop that run. Now you got one-on-ones across the board. And the way Dak Prescott throws the football, hey, big play after big play. We call those explosives.
Mm-hmm.
But Jerry, you wouldn't know because you didn't even try. Well, stop trying to. Jerry's trying to force people to believe that Derrick Henry would not have made a difference on the Dallas Cowboys when we all have eyes, not Jerry's eyes, but we all have eyes, and we know what we've seen from Derrick Henry since he's been in the National Football League.
With Jerry Jones, he does not mind standing behind a bad decision if he means that he's the one that made that decision. He is willing to go down on this hill with ants all around his legs, eating up his legs, but he's willing to go on that to say that I made a decision. I'm the one that's running things here. I don't know why he believes that if somebody else, but I guarantee you he was the only one in that room that felt that way. I guarantee you his son, Stephen Jones, the executive vice president, didn't feel that way. There's not a soul in that locker room or part of that organization that said, yeah, Jerry, that's a good idea. Don't contact Derrick Henry. They'll probably think, man, we can land that guy, and his home is here. Why would we not want to bring him in that helps out the quarterback, the offensive line, and the defense? Everybody
Cowboys
else.
Are last, Freddie,
I know.
In rushing.
I know.
77.2 yards per game and only two rushing touchdowns. You know Derrick Henry has two receiving touchdowns?
Not for nothing. Derrick Henry ran for more yards on one carry last night, 81, than the Cowboys get per game. But yet, Jerry Jones is like, well, we couldn't fit. You know it's not fitting? Excuses. That's what it is. He is making every excuse because he believes that his way is the best. He doesn't realize the antiquated kind of thinking is going to leave that guy making excuses next year why things didn't work, or firing somebody or getting rid of players because it didn't work. He's the problem. But like you said, Harry, Jerry Jones not getting rid of himself. And nobody's taking the keys away from Grandpa to make sure he doesn't hit inanimate objects like Jerry Jones is doing as the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. When it comes to who is the best in the NFL, we know the Cowboys ain't it. But what six teams are part of that list? That's next on Freddie and Harry.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.